friend of mine here on the coast, this is a bit of a serious one. She's got three kids and she's having a few issues with her two older boys, okay? So one, I'm not going to say any names, obviously.
No.
One's in grade eight and one is in grade six. And so the grade eighter has been doing a couple of little naughty things. You know, like, for example, she found out that he was supposed to be catching the bus home, was late one day because him and a bunch of boys were, you know, pushing a chair down a driveway. And so that she's had a little bit of contact.
What, they're having fun?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, he's supposed to be on the bus with his younger brother.
There
okay?
wasn't a pensioner in the chair.
No, there wasn't.
No, good.
But just to clarify.
It's opened a bit of a can of worms and chats with the school. Anyway, it turns out that both of her boys, so last year, so then they would have been in year seven and year five, have tried vapes, okay, and I mean.
Grade five, vaping.
In grade five. So he was offered a vape from a girl.
What are they, 11 years of age?
On the school bus, okay. And so then from this, so they both admitted to trying vapes, and the one in year eight now said, oh, I didn't like it, Mum, I just tried it the once. But anyway, so she's grabbed their phones, okay? And so she's been horrified to find out that on looking at Snapchat messages, kids are trying to sell them vapes at school. So there's a, yep.
And by the way, Triple M family, you can call us anytime, 1-300-925-666.
So there's a girl in grade eight trying to sell vapes to her son, and he said no. He said, oh, I haven't got any money.
Yep.
And, you know, she said, oh, well, how much have you got?
Did you dob on the girl? Did you ring the girl's parents?
No, she hasn't rung the girl's parents. So she has spoken. She has spoken to the school. So I just can't believe that kids are trying to sell each other vapes. Anyway, and so she ended up messaging this girl and said, you know, please stop sending my son these messages or something. And the girl said, I'll tell you what, they've got some front. She said, you're not allowed to message me. I'm a minor.
Oh, well, yeah. That's it. You know what I mean? Yeah, the kids all know their rights, but I would have rung the parents. Well, like vaping, is it illegal under 16? I don't know what the rule.
Actually, I do not know.
Yeah.
Okay. But I guess inhaling something that is meant to induce nicotine, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be illegal.
My daughter's at 20 and I told her she was stupid.
Mm.
Yeah, she was just, and I said, what are you doing?
So
why?
Bad for
what's
her.
It, you know, what's the upside
using
to it?
To try and get off cigarettes, normal cigarettes?
No, she wasn't. I don't think she was a heavy smoker, to be honest. Okay. And she just went down the vaping train and I'm like, nay, why? And she had to go get medical conditions and there was something wrong with her mouth and everything from this vaping. Oh. And the doc said, man, stop the vaping and see if it gets any better. But is it that much of an issue through the schools these days?
I hear about it a lot, actually. Yeah, I do, all the time. And it worries me because the first thing I ever heard about vaping was that it clogs your arteries. And quite quickly it can do. Secondly of all, the thing that really disturbs me about it, and it reminds me of some of the sweeter alcoholic drinks that they serve that attract young kids because they seem like cordial. Vaping seems like the cordial version of smoking to me. And having been a bloke that grew up in the 1970s as a young bloke and then took up smoking and then took years to be able to give it up, I think heading down the path of smoking is an expensive way to die early. I really do. And to have it parceled up to taste like strawberry, I'm really offended by people who sell it.
Yeah, but what would you do then? Because they had menthol cigarettes and everything in the day as well.
Sure did.
For that reason.
Well, the first one I ever tried was a menthol because I thought it would be like peppermint.
Would you, this young daughter, this young girl trying to flog the vaping, would you speak to their parents?
100%.
Would you?
Yeah, if they were trying to sell it to my kid, my word, I would.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because, she's spoken to the school and even the police have said they can't do anything because it's private messages. So if something was put in the public, out there, then they can step in. But,
ridiculous rules. I'd bring the parent.
Okay, so maybe vaping is a problem in your kid's life at the moment or your family. You can call us anytime in our Broadbeat studios. 1-300-925-666. It's Triple M Breakfast. Flan, Ali and Spider.